Welcome to another podcast by Every Nation Brisbane. We're so glad you can join us here today. For more information about our church, visit us on the web at enbrisbane.org. Please enjoy the following message.
Our scripture this morning comes from Luke 15:28 through to 33, and it says, "For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going out to encounter another king in war will not sit down first and deliberate whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? And if not, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple."
Thank you, Steph. Okay, let us pray. Father, we thank you for bringing us here this morning, Lord God. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you that this morning, as you speak to us, Lord God, that we welcome your Holy Spirit, and we pray, Father, that as we attune our ears to your word this morning, that you would speak to each and every one of us right where we are. Right where we are in this journey of life. And so, Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together as a family. And we pray that you would bless our time together in Jesus' mighty and wonderful name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. We are in the middle of our series called Go, right? And so we're continuing in our new series, in our series here, where we're discovering how to shape our lives according to God's plan as we, you know, we're getting ready into the new year, right? Can you believe that we're getting to the end of the year, right? It's just like, man, this year has flown by. Anyone else feel like this year has been a bit of a blur, right? Yes. Yes, it's going to be the beginning of the year. And so the title of my message today is Ready, Plan, Go. Okay, everyone say, Ready, Plan, Go. And so some of you are aware, right? I'm a bit of a basketball fan, okay? I like my basketball. A Miami Heat fan. Any Miami Heat fans in here? Up in here? Yes, there we go. Thank you, thank you. Last Friday, I got to go to the NBA exhibition in the city, right? Yeah, ooh, you think, whoa, you know. So it was really cool. I got to go with it with Pastor Nelly. And so Pastor Nelly sent me this link a couple of months ago to this. And he said, bro, we need to go to this. And I said, oh, sweet, that's us. And so, you know, we got planning straight away, me and Pastor Nelly. We bought our tickets. We organized our parking because it was in the city, right? It's in Queens Plaza, right? And so if you know the city, it's like, oh, my gosh, it's such a pain trying to find parking in the city, right? And it costs an arm and a leg. Like, literally, you got to sell your arm and leg to get a parking there. And so we bought our tickets. We paid for our parking, and we were ready. We were set for the day. And so you see these two bouncer-looking Samoan basketball heads walking into this exhibition, right? And it was cool, you know, getting to see the statistics, these awesome images, and even got to see some real life size comparisons, right? I was standing next to Steph Curry, and he was like about up to here. I mean, you're not that tall, but it was really cool, right? It was really cool. Got to see Shaq's shoes, bro. His shoes are like this big. His shoes. It's like, oh my gosh, like bigger than my head, you know. But it was a really cool experience. And so this quote. This was one of the quotes that was on the wall there, right? I really like this from Michael Jordan, and he says, "Some people want it to happen, some wish it would happen, and others make it happen," right? Have a think about that, right? Some people want it to happen, some wish it would happen, and others make it happen. Are you a wanting it person? Are you a wishing it person? Or are you a making it person? If you're a make it person, if you're a make it happen person, then there is intentionality in you. There is planning, and then there's execution. You do it, right? You action it. You make it happen. That is the approach of top athletes like Michael Jordan. Anyone who wants to be a really good athlete, they have this mentality in them, right? That they use every opportunity that is given to them to better themselves in their sport. And so whether it is physically, nutritionally, mentally, emotionally, they are making decisions that will strengthen them, that will make them better, that will make them faster, that will make them stronger. in their pursuit of greatness in their sport. They plan, they are disciplined, and they execute. So what's your plan? What's your plan? And so we began last week by looking at planning in different areas of your life, right? There was an activity that I got you all to do at the end of our at the end of the sermon last week. You know, how many of us, okay, no show of hands, okay, we don't want to expose anyone, but how many of us actually looked at those plans again sometime this week? Anyone? No? You just like, well, how many of us even thought about those plans that we wrote about last week? If we are serious about our plans, then it would be good if we had this urgency within us to look at it regularly, to remind ourselves, what's the direction? Which way am I going, right? This is usually the time of year where, you know, where people are beginning to plan for the new year, right? There's this excitement about, oh yeah, setting some dreams, setting some goals for the new year. Have you thought about yours? You know, I was talking with Jay last week at our Sunday jam, and she mentioned how her and Jerry have started to plan for next year. You know, before the sermon happened, they were already in the process of doing this, right? What are your plans? Are you making plans? Are you talking about it? You know, are you thinking about it? Whether they're short-term plans or long-term plans, how are you going to choose? How are you going to spend your days, your minutes, your hours and seconds of your life? How are you going to utilize every moment of your life? You know, I've listened to a few business podcasts and, you know, those personal development podcasts. And one of the main questions that these guys always ask is, how do you start your day? How do you start your day? Because for them, how they start the day sets up the rest of their day. And so for us as a follower of Jesus, how do we start our day? How do we start our day? And I like how David puts it in Psalm 5, verse 3. And David says this, Lord, in the morning you will hear me. In the morning I will present my case to you and then wait expectantly for an answer. David presented his requests to God in the morning. There is an intentionality in David to present to God the very first part of his day, in the morning. Now, I know not everyone's a morning person, but for David, that was his place where he knew he could set his day, start his day from this place, from this place of being with God. Foundational for his day was to begin it with God. And so, what's your plans? Or maybe the better question is, what is God's plan? What is God's plan? What is God's purpose for my life? What is God's purpose for your life? You know, last week I spoke about the potter and the plan, right? And how God is the potter and our hearts are like this clay, right? It's that bit of clay that sits on this wheel and gets shaped and formed in the hands of God by trusting in Him. And so it's a choice for us to place our heart in the hands of God. It's a personal decision that each and every one of us have to make at some point in our lives. Whether we want God to form and shape our lives, to form and shape our plans, to form and shape who we are, to become more and more like Christ. And so I asked the question of whether we had placed our heart in the hands of God. If we had trusted God with our life. Because when we place our heart in God's hands, our plans would get shaped according to God's good and perfect will. And it could look like going out to serve someone in some way. It could look like going out to help someone. It could look like meeting a need for someone, being generous to someone. And it may not be necessarily just with food or money, but it may be generous with your words. It may be generous with your resources that you have. It may look like serving somewhere, serving in church, serving in an organization that is helping other people. God's plans are usually generational and for drawing people back to Him. And so aligning our plans with God is a good place to start. And so Tim Keller, in his book, Every Good Endeavor, he talks about these enemies of godly work or plans. And so he puts fruitful versus fruitless, purposeful versus pointless, selfless versus selfish, God glorifying versus idolatrous, right? We see that tension there between those two sides there. And so when he talks about our fruitlessness, he says in Romans 3:23, it says, "Therefore all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Everyone has done wrong and doesn't live up to God's perfect standard." So what if sin is seen as living a life of fruitlessness, a life that does not yield anything valuable or meaningful, in the area of pointless? He says, if we can get caught up in having too many choices and always comparing ourselves with other people around us, that we might find ourselves living a life that is not really ours. We could end up copying someone else's life. Because that's all we're filling our minds with. That's all we're filling our eyes with. And that can be the danger of, you know, when we look at social media, right? If we're constantly looking at social media, looking at everyone else's highlights, looking at everyone else's, you know, their moments of greatness and, you know, their great times that they're having, we can get so absorbed by them and think, I want that life. But in that short 10, 30 second reel, that is 10, 20, 30 seconds of their life. That's it. What happened in the other 24 hours of that day? Pointless. For that area for the enemy called selfish. He talks about in Genesis 11, the story of the Tower of Babel, where people wanted to make a name for themselves. And so they decided to build this tall tower that would reach up to the heavens. It was going to be a symbol of their selfish desire for recognition and greatness and power. Dangerous. For idolatrous, right? He says about idolatrous, which is idolatry, right? And the author defines idolatry as turning a good thing into an ultimate thing. Taking something that is good and making it, putting it on the pedestal of ultimate, right? Now there's a danger of taking things like things that have been created for good. Like if you think of relationships are good, right? Having success is good. Having possessions is good. Having, you know, personal achievements is good. But when we make these things ultimate, as in terms of that's what I'm living for, that's my purpose in life, that is the priority of my life, then that becomes a dangerous place to be at. Because where is God sitting in that place now? Because we're chasing this status, this possession, we're chasing reputation, we're chasing those things, and it becomes a danger, it becomes an idol in our life. Everyone all good? You look quite serious, man. You always get me nervous when you're serious, everyone. Come on, I'm your pastor. I love you guys, okay? Okay, so from our passage today that Steph read, for which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the costs, whether he has enough to complete it. Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. So here in chapter 14, the writer is Luke, and he's telling us about this dinner that Jesus is at. And this dinner is at the house of a leader of the Pharisees. And so at this dinner, Jesus tells these parables. He tells the parable of the wedding feast and the parable of the great banquet. And so in the wedding feast parable, it's about having humility. It's about taking the lowest place available. Jesus says in verse 11, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So humility. And then in the parable of the great banquet, Jesus tells the story of the people that will be invited to the heavenly banquet, but they decline because they got other things to do. One of them had to go and see his field that he just brought. Another one had to go and see his oxen that he had just purchased as well. It's like saying, oh, I got a new car, Jesus, but I'll just go have a look at my car and then I can come back to that, God. And the other one had just got married. And so all these guys, all these people, they declined the invitation. And then the invitation is opened up to the poor, the crippled, and the lame. And they responded. Discipleship is about being ready to place our trust in Jesus and follow Him, no matter what may be happening in our own lives. Right? Are we aware of the discipleship opportunities that are around us? Or are we so focused on what we're doing with our lives, on what we're trying to get with our lives? Are we aware of what Jesus is wanting to place us around? The people that He wants us to build alongside with, the people that He wants us to walk alongside with. Do we see that? Do we recognize those opportunities? People must be ready to lay down their lives or take up their cross. And that may take the form of metaphorically or literally, right? But the choice needs to be made whether we will follow Jesus or not. So we need to count the cost that is involved in saying no to self. We need to count the cost of saying no to our own personal agendas. Someone who starts a building project and they stop partway through because they miscalculate the costs that are needed to complete the project. So now they can't finish what they've started. That does not reflect well on that person. What can we do to not end up like that? In our passage today, it gives us some clues on this. And the first one is this: pray and draw the blueprint. Pray and draw the blueprint. For which of you consider to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost? Everyone say sit down. When we sit down, we're posturing ourselves. We're positioning ourselves to think about something. We're slowing down. We're stopping in that place, right? It's to allow us to, okay, gather our thoughts. Let's think about this. Let's pray about this. Let's ask God for His direction in our life about this. And we've got to take that posture of sitting down. We draw up the blueprint. We draw up, we write it down. In Habakkuk 2, verse 3 to 2, it says, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. So when people read what it is that we're running towards, they're going to continue to run because they're going to be encouraged by it, right? To write something down is just not for our own personal encouragement, but it's for the encouragement of others around us that we're running together in this, right? Our vision in Every Nation Logan is this. We're part, Every Nation Logan. Let's read this together. Okay, I'm sure you've heard it at some point in our service at the end of our service, but let's read this together. Every Nation Logan is part of the Every Nation family of churches and ministries that exist to honor God by establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. That's our vision. That's what we do. That's who we are. Pray and draw the blueprint. Write the vision down. The next one is this: don't just do, but build. Don't just do it, but build it. You know, if we want to do something meaningful, if we want to do meaningful things in our life, then we need to be building on those foundational things, right? The steps that we take today should be built on the steps that we established yesterday, the steps that we built up yesterday. That's how we continue to build. You know, that is like intentional, purposeful living. That's what it looks like, right? We continue to build on top of each other. It's like, you know, if you think of a brick wall, how do you build a brick wall? One brick at a time. You lay the bricks down and you continue to put on each other. And eventually it's going to get higher and higher. That's how we build an intentional, purposeful life. One brick at a time. Each day is an opportunity to build upon the foundation that was laid yesterday. So don't just do stuff. Don't just do stuff for the sake of doing stuff. Build intentionally. Build God's way. Build in a way that you're building with people around you. You're building with community. Psalm 127 verse 1 says, unless the Lord builds the house, those who labor it in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Building God's way. Trusting in Him. The next one is this: show up consistently. Show up consistently. Whether it's a career, whether it's a ministry, whether it's in family, whether it's our work, we get nowhere unless we show up consistently. Think about this, right? If you had a job and you woke up one morning and said, yeah, I don't feel like going to work today. Do you think you will still have a job? If you're like, nah, I don't feel like going to work today. Right? You probably said, yeah, okay. The boss, you tell the boss, yeah, I don't feel like coming to work today, boss. They'll probably say, yeah, okay, maybe not. Don't come back ever again. Right? I love this quote from Pele, right? The Brazilian soccer great. Right? And he says this, success is no accident. It is hard work, perseverance, learning, studying, sacrifice, and most of all, love of what you are doing or learning to do. Success, showing up consistently, is hard work. It will take effort. It takes perseverance to show up consistently. But when it's flowing out of this place of a love that you have for what you're doing, it can make all the more sweeter. No matter how hard it gets, no matter what people may be saying to you, or maybe what opposition may come up against you, we need to push through that and fight through those obstacles. Because if it's coming out of this place of love in us, that you know that you've been called by God to do this, to walk in this way, then that's going to keep you moving forward. That's going to keep you getting up. That's going to keep you taking those steps, whatever it is. Think about relationships. Relationships require work, right? What sort of marriage would I have if I just went to work every day and then come home late at night, every night? How is that building consistency in my relationship with my wife? How is that going to strengthen and build our marriage, right? How are we going to do that? What about if, we're saying to our kids, we're promising things to our kids and we never deliver on it? How is that consistent in my building of my relationship with my kids? If I'm absent, I'm never around, how am I strengthening the consistency and building in that area with my kids, with my marriage? Show up consistently. Let the unseen hold up the scene. Let the unseen hold up the scene. Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him. The unseen is the power of God. The unseen is the power of prayer. The unseen is the power of the Holy Spirit to hold up our lives, to sustain us, to support us. That is what will enable us to walk through whatever challenges that life will bring to us. It's that verse from 1 John 4, verse 4. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. That's talking about the unseen person, right? Think about this. A foundation never falters because it is beneath the surface, but it serves the greater purpose of holding up the work above the surface. The work above the surface is the house. The house gets built on this foundation. We don't usually see the foundation, but it's there because the house is still standing after a bit of rain, after a bit of a windy period, right? If it's built on a good foundation, the house will be still standing. What about our lives? What is our lives built upon? What is within us that is holding up our public lives? Well, the better question is, who is it that is holding up our public lives? The unseen that is holding us up. Verse 29 of our passage today. Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Everyone say finish. Let's flip this. And let's start with the finish in mind. And this is the last thing. Okay, this is the last thing for us. Now, forgive me if this is a bit dark, Henry. Okay? But Michael Hyatt, right? Michael Hyatt in his book, Living Forward, he began his book by introducing this practice of writing your own eulogy, writing your own tombstone blurb, right? Now, if that doesn't say, huh? Right? Usually your eulogy is written after you're gone. But he's saying, write this first. Write this out. How do you want people to remember you, right? And so, what would you like people to say about you when you're gone? What would you like to be remembered for? Would people say that you were loving, that you were an honorable man? Would they say that you cared for people and that you loved people? This exercise really got me thinking. It really got me thinking more clearer about, okay, how do I want to live this life that God has given me? And the whole point of it is to start at the end. We're starting at the end here and working our way backwards. Because sometimes when we get to the end, we can't go back and restart life. And so here sort of, okay, gets us thinking, how do I want to finish this life? How do I want to leave this earth? Right? So for us today, I want us to think of it from this. What does God want to be said of your life? What do you think God is wanting to say about your life when you leave this earth?
We hope you've enjoyed today's message brought to you by Every Nation Brisbane. For more information about our church, visit us on the web at ianbrisbane.org. Thank you for listening. God bless.